Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Afa says government will continue to support the teaching and learning of ICT to enable the country to embrace and exploit the benefits that it provides for socio-economic development. It is therefore important that the country's education system provides students with the requisite skills to keep up with the pace of dynamism and job opportunities in the ICT sector. Vice President Emesa-Afa said this when he launched the first Africa Mobile and ICT Expo 2015 in Accra. He also cut the tape for a three-day exhibition of ICT and latest mobile telephony gadgets, says a year report.
The expo brought together entities and dealers in ICT and mobile telephony to interact with the public on the availability and use of the state-of-the-art gadgets and the employment opportunities in the sector. Vice President Emesa-Afa said mobile device has come to stay to transform lives, but cautioned that it can equally be used to cause trouble.
Since we cannot halt its progress, we just need to embrace it and exploit the benefits that it provides and enable us to keep up with the pace of development of our competitors in the global race to development. Most crucially, we must ensure that our education system provides our students with the skills for matching this pace in order to make them relevant on the job market and the many opportunities in the ICT sector. It is important to emphasize that mobile devices also assume the character of their owners, or the character of their users. Therefore, we need to resolve to use the mobile device in ways that promote human development, peaceful coexistence among ourselves, and to deliver the shared economic prosperity for all our people.
The Vice President charged the organizers and participants to discuss ways of addressing bottlenecks that confront Ghanaian software developers. A Deputy Minister of Communications, Atosapong, described Ghana as a hotbed for mobile device and mobile technology revolution. It is for this reason that the government is investing so much in ICT infrastructure.
Several policies and investments have been initiated aimed at promoting access, adoption and ICT usage in order to enhance national development. These investments include, but not limited to, the $35 million Eastern Corridor Fiber Optic Backbone Infrastructure Project. Government is also upgrading and expanding our national WiMAX infrastructure to a long-term evolution infrastructure for enhanced performance. Government is also building a national data center infrastructure that will serve the public and private entities in the country. This comprises a primary data center located here in Accra and a secondary data center that is located in Kumasi.
The convener of the expo and chief entrepreneur of Costes Company Limited, George Spencer Quay, said today's world is being driven by ICT and Ghana cannot afford to lag behind. Vice President Emesa-Afa visited the stands and interacted with the exhibitors. Seth Iyer, reporting for Radio Ghana.